go, shorty. It's your birthday.
We devil's advocates, like it's your birthday. Making radio great again. It's your birthday.
And you know, welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Super Bowl Monday edition. Phone lines, they're open for you, 844-967-2789. It is our birthday, literally 10 years in broadcast. And we're declaring today our broadcast anniversary. And today marks the return of Dominic. He will be in studio with me. My inaugural broadcast right here from the new Waukesha, the Shaw. Our newest satellite right here on Wisconsin Ave in Waukesha. Right in downtown Waukesha, folks. And I see people out the window. They're driving by. They're walking by. I got Fancy Brian in the booth right where he belongs. And if you dial us up, I got you on the phones as well. 844-967-2789. I heard the Associated Press News reference a story I found at the Associated Press, ironically enough. And way back, you know, during the 10 years of doing this little show, Dominic and I have gone on some field trips, let's just call them. And one of our earliest presidential field trips was following Wisconsin's former governor, Scott Walker, to the Iowa Freedom, Freedom, Freedom Summit hosted by Citizens United. Yeah, the very same ones from the namesake Supreme Court ruling that started to open up the floodgates. But anyways, Dom and I went to the Citizens United Iowa Freedom Summit in Des Moines, Iowa, and it was January of 2015. And it was unusually warm. It's like 55, 57 degrees. And basically, they let the converted, the GOP faithful, sit in the lower bowl at this big sort of opera house in Des Moines. And all the media sorts, ourselves included, we got to be in the upper bowl. And then they would take the candidates immediately from the stage and they'd bring them to the spin room, at least if they wanted to go there. Well, ironically, Scott Walker, the former governor of the state of Wisconsin, I mean, he had pivoted from his reelection in 14 immediately to running for president in 15. You know, and he was running on the whole, you know, what I did for Wisconsin, I can do for America. And wreaking havoc all across the country. But, you know, he got out in front of the faithful and he told this little story, told about the threats they had had, although most of these threats unconfirmed except by he and his loyalist. But he talked about his wife had been threatened. They were going to gut her like a deer. Tonette Walker. And, you know, whew, you could hear the hush in the crowd. And Scott Walker rolled up his sleeves and he came out around the podium. He was just of the people. And, you know, Iowa's obviously the first state on the calendar, first caucus state anyways. And if you want to win the presidency, at least some would say, you better turn them out in Iowa. And Scott Walker sort of had him a Twitter, a flutter, if you will, at the Iowa Freedom, Freedom, Freedom Caucus, Freedom Summit in Des Moines that day. And Scott Walker was such a big shot, he didn't even choose to do the spin room. And he knew that there were a number of local reporters from Wisconsin, like myself, that, you know, showed up just because we wanted a piece of Scott Walker. The man had not exactly made himself accessible to the local media. Now he's running for president, or at least he's running a shadow campaign, had a 527, you know, didn't declare himself, just raised money like he was running through a super PAC. So he didn't come to the stage. And he did come to the stage, but didn't come to the little old spin room in Des Moines. But one guy who was threatening to run that day, and the crowd certainly was a flutter for Donald Trump, this real estate entrepreneur, and, you know, y'all knew him from The Apprentice. And Donald Trump went on the stage that day and he bragged about how rich he was. And when he, if he decided to run for president, you know, when he dropped his financial disclosures, he was going to show them $10 billion. That's how much money he had. Although even he admitted, you know, it depends on my mood on a given day, though. You know, some days my brand's worth more if I'm in a good mood, or worth a little bit less. Well, I would say in retrospect, these 5 years later, the brand has maybe been tarnished a bit. So anyways, Trump did come up to this little old spin room, not much bigger than the broadcast booth I'm in right now.
Mr. Trump, we don't need an apprentice in the White House.
Yeah, Scott Walker man, were you a horrible candidate. So Walker avoided the spin room, but Trump came. And, you know, a couple in the, and you couldn't have packed more than 15 or 20 people in, you know, elbow to you know what in that little room. And Dominic and I had sat down right in the front row. We'd plopped down, we staked out our claim in the Des Moines spin room, you know, to see the luminaries like, you know, Newt Gingrich or maybe Scott Walker or this upstart guy, this reality TV star guy, Donald Trump. And my little buddy decided at the end of the press, you know, and Trump might have done 5 or 6 questions, he's going to ask him a final question. And the final question was, you know, you're a builder, you're a businessman. How are you going to tackle the national deficit? And Trump rambled for about 3.5 minutes and told him he was building this fancy schmancy hotel in D.C. and the old post office building. And man, it was going to make him even richer. And that was a demonstration, you know, the success of this project just showed how he would also uplift the country. And eventually, you know, to hear Dom tell the story, you know, Trump shook his hand. He, of course, shook Trump's hand. They both have very small hands. That was my observation. But here, ironically, 10 years later, 10 years since we've been doing the show, about 5 years, almost 5 years, a little over 5 years since we met Donald Trump. Gosh, I almost swore. It's been 7 years. But here is what has become of the Trump Hotel, the former post office. And it's got a little sportsy, ironic turn to it as well. Former New York Yankee slugger Alex Rodriguez, once vilified by Donald Trump as a druggie and a joke unworthy of wearing the pinstripes, is now a key part of the investment group seeking to buy the rights to the ex-president's marquee Washington, D.C. hotel. People familiar with the deal told the Associated Press. A-Rod's involvement in the $375 million deal, which could close within weeks, would make the athlete-turned-entrepreneur an unlikely financial savior for Trump, allowing him to recoup millions he invested and perhaps even emerge with a profit from his money-losing hotel.
NCAA.
This is just more proof that the only thing that matters to Trump is money, said Trump biographer Michael D'Antonio. If A-Rod can bail out Trump and give him get him out of a sticky situation and help him turn a profit, he's going to take that deal. He'd take it from Hillary Clinton.
You know, speaking of A-Rod, have you had escargot ever?
Yes.
That's about as good of a transition as he does.
While published reports late last year identified the buyer is Miami-based CGI Merchant Group, the rights to lease the 263-room property near the White House are actually being purchased by a fund led by CGI that includes Rodriguez as a general partner. Two people familiar with the deal told the AP. The sources who spoke on the condition of anonymity, because it's a big business deal and all, or as the AP says, because they're not authorized to discuss the deal, declined to detail Rodriguez's stake other than to say he's a key investor. One of the sources identified the fund as a $650 million hospitality opportunity fund that CGI Rodriguez and the New York real estate financier, Eddie Chuff, set up in the late 2020s to buy hotels and plunging valuations due to coronavirus shutdowns and rebrand them as a collection of socially conscious and eco-friendly properties. But the Trump International Hotel in D.C. may not be such a bargain. If the deal is finalized at the currently offered price of $375 million, much higher than the experts expected, it could allow Trump to emerge with a profit after losing tens of millions of dollars on the hotel, even as it became a magnet for lobbyists, diplomats, and GOP supporters.
You know what? You know what's making this even better and more of a green thing is that all the toilets in the Trump hotel are, you know, outfitted as recyclable. You can recycle paper through it.
Yeah, but you got to flush them 10 or sometimes 15 times. Taking in $375 million would more than make up for the $200 million Trump's company put into renovating the historic federally owned old post office building in the luxury hotel after signing a lease with the General Services Administration. Who cares? That part, I'm reading it aloud, and I don't even care. Trump, a longtime Yankees fan, said in a 2012 radio interview that he was never a fan of Rodriguez's, either as a player or a person, citing an unspecified bad experience he had with A-Rod while he lived in Trump's Park Avenue building. Trump also tweeted about A-Rod's dozens of times, mostly in a span from 2011 to 13, prior to Major League Baseball suspending Rodriguez for the entire 14 season for the use and possession of prohibited performance-enhancing substances, including testosterone and human growth hormone, and attempting to obstruct MLB's investigation. Here's what Trump tweeted on opening day 2013. The Yankees should immediately stop paying A-Rod. He signed a contract without telling them he was a drunkie.
I don't think that's the preferred nomenclature.
Druggie?
Druggie.
Another one.
Druggie A-Rod has disgraced the blessed at Yankees organization, lied to the fans, and embarrassed New York City. He does not deserve to wear the pinstripes.
That's
really good. He doesn't like people who lie to the fans.
But in recent years, there seemed to be a cooling off. Trump praised A-Rod when the two appeared together at a charity reception at his Bronx golf course in 2015. Yeah, because in person, A-Rod kicked his ass. And Trump reportedly called the 14-time All-Star in the early days of the pandemic in 2020 for advice on how to handle the coronavirus.
You know who I'm going to talk to? This druggie friend of mine.
Why would you call A-Rod? How about Dr. Fauci?
Or even someone in the same category. Okay, you don't like what Fauci says? Maybe get someone of, equal or comparable, stature, and maybe move on. I don't know.
Talked about the cooling off. That didn't stop Rodriguez and then fiance Jennifer Lopez from appearing in an online campaign ad for Joe Biden just weeks before the 2020 presidential election, urging Hispanic voters to turn out for the Democrat. A-Rod's prior political activity included donations to Democrat Hillary Clinton in 16 and Republican Mitt Romney in 12, a gift Trump felt compelled to tweet about at the time.
I started to get worried about Mitt's chances when I heard that A-Rod donated to his campaign. Everything A-Rod touches turns bad. He's projecting
as opposed to Trump's series of successes in the Atlantic City casino industry, and they had the airline, Trump Airlines.
The steaks, the vodka.
Vodka.
Anything that has Trump University. His name on it hasn't done anything. No. Well, at least you got to graduate and stand next to a cardboard cutout of him. That works.
Well, perhaps you got a piece of that $25 million settlement after the fact, because apparently they weren't teaching much down at Trump University. Not quite the fine business school that he brags often about. He went to Wharton, right? Folks, we are.
I think he went to Fordham. I want to say he went to Fordham.
I want to say it was Wharton.
Wharton is
Wharton School of Business.
It doesn't matter. You it's know not like he learned anything to? There.
I went to one of the finest mass comm schools that no longer graduates mass comm graduates or gives out the degree, the University of Wisconsin La Crosse. And I was just a young man, and there I met a guy named Dominic Salvia. And he and I were roommates for a couple of years, and then eventually we started a career in radio together some years later, and today marks the 10th anniversary of that. It is the birthday, if you will, of the Devil's Advocates, the greatest radio show ever, and we will celebrate it with perhaps your phone calls, but someone's got to screen them. That means you, Evan. 844-967-2789. Going to talk some January 6th, going to talk some Super Bowl commercials if you liked any of them, and gonna talk to Dom in the 5 o'clock happy hour. We stretch the show to 3 hours just to bring my college roommate back, so stick around. It's gonna be a big show. Hope you're a part.
Sign on with the devil
and they literally and figuratively get hooked, and once they get hooked,
There's no going back.
People are flushing toilets 10 times, 15 times.
Have a great time.